This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time now to talk to Hall of Famer, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Jerry, how's it going today, man?
Hey, Corey, Mike, good to be on with you, and good to come in there right behind Ford.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry, we just had
with you talking about who's bringing the show to us, but, you know, when I visit with these Ford people, I have such respect. One of the reasons I got in the NFL was the gold standard of Bill Ford and the good name, but I've always said if I were selling Ford trucks, I'd walk out, get that customer, and let him feel that leather on that seat, smell that fresh leather. And I'd say, now, if you want to get something that will get you out of a ditch without government help, buy a Ford. They're the only company that did not have to have government help to get out of the ditch. That's what you want to be driving.
And, Jerry, would you probably sell the most Fords out of everybody in your office that day?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm actually in the automobile business, have been for 30, 40 years, and certainly realize what that industry contributes to all of our lives in this country, and it's a big part of America, automobile business.
Jerry, we just saw a story pop up in the baseball world, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because Kim Ng is now the first GM, female GM. She's going to be the GM for the Marlins in Miami, and it looks like she's the first GM of any professional sports team that is predominantly men, and I wanted to get your thoughts. When you originally bought the Cowboys, could you ever foresee a future where, let's say, like Charlotte could be the GM of an NFL team or something like that?
Yes, I did. Charlotte grew up, from my part, I would share that she could be the president. And I've always thought that. When I was coming along, women were very early in many parts of the workplace. I went to law school and had about 60 or about 35 hours out of 60 possible in law school. And there just were very few women in law classes. There were no women in engineering to speak of. There were some. But Susie just didn't go to those professional type classes. Well, that was all changing for me as I was starting school, but not really changing. Only people I saw in the workplace that were female were principally the real estate salesman. You didn't see automobile salesmen to speak of, or you didn't see the store managers. Well, that has all changed during my lifetime for the better. I actually think the makeup of basic succinctness of detail, I think there's less BS sometimes around the way women approach mm-hmm. it, other than just the good old boy type way to go. And I'm speaking basically marketing, that type thing. Obviously, I'm a major fan because of Charlotte, but her mother has just made unbelievable contribution to anything we've been able to succeed. Jean and Jean's contribution to, for instance, the stadium, that area. I'd have been better off helping them with their homework. She'd been better off out making the money, and we'd have gotten someplace.
Well, Jerry, we saw last night, we saw one of the best defenses in the league out there, and that's former coach, linebackers coach Matt Eberflus is coaching the defense for the Indianapolis Colts. And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts. Can you talk a little bit about how he got away from the Cowboys and what qualities made him a good coach and make him a good defensive coordinator?
Well, he sure didn't leave because we were trying not to keep him or that we didn't think a lot of him. You could tell that he was going to be a successful coach in the NFL, was a successful coach for us, and as he evolved, was going to be even more so. It doesn't surprise me at all that he's enjoying the success. Type scheme they run, their variations off of it, but fundamentally, he's got a background in the Marinelli type, Monty Kiffin type philosophy. But they do shades of that all over the place. But I envy their defense.
So Jerry, you have the bye week this week, and everybody can use the bye in a different way. And I just want to know from your perspective, being the general manager of this team, you get this extra time to kind of evaluate a little bit more. What have you kind of been spending your time evaluating from this team and see the near future of this team?
I've spent a lot of time this week looking at how we can better adhere to COVID, to the outbreak and to the COVID area, the protocols. We're in an extra alert because of some Pittsburgh, because players that tested positive with Pittsburgh. But still, this gives us an opportunity to really grind down and look and see in the light of what's happening out here right now, can we do better there? The other hand is that we're really being encouraged by how many of these younger players, let's say players that weren't necessarily getting the reps early for whatever the reasons, injury or just where they were in the pecking order, they're getting more play time, and it's all over our roster, whether it be the offensive, defensive line, secondary, all over. And so this time does call for us to really emphasize our direction, our attention, our focus on getting those guys on the field and getting them prepared, which our coaches will take this time to get that done. There will be no real time off from our coaching staff because they're busy taking advantage of this time off to go into some nuances of what we're doing around all over the team. So that's a generalized statement, but this is a time to sharpen your pencil.
Well, and I want to get back to the COVID thing in just a few minutes, but since you brought up the roster and what you're doing there, when you look at, I'm going to say the running back position, do you think that Tony Pollard needs to get some more of Zeke's touches, or do you think the team just needs to find more ways to get Tony's touches in his hands?
Well, now Tony's not a Johnny come lately to our appreciation for what he can bring to us. And it always was exponential that his potential here to help us. Not though, let me emphasize, not though at the diminished times we get the ball in the hands of Zeke or get Zeke involved in the offense in a way that he influences the offense so that we can make big plays. And so, all of this is all around what we're trying to do with our key spot there at quarterback. But I would say no in answer to any role that Pollard is being considered that would diminish anything that we're doing with Zeke.
So with all those wide receiver threats and Zeke and Tony, you just need more footballs then, right?
Yeah, but we need more. We need more reps. We need more offensive plays, and that's big key. One begets the other, but with more offensive plays, frankly, our tight ends are showing up, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. And so we've got a lot of reasons here. What you're seeing is real, legitimate, positive confidence and enthusiasm. It happens with young players. And you're seeing that, not only are we talking about it on the defensive side of the ball, but you're seeing it on the offensive side of the ball, too. These young offensive linemen, those reps, I just can't tell you how precious and how important they are for our future. And these reps that players like Steele are getting Baidez, that was an unbelievable thing that happened to him before the game the other day. Our center My whole point is that these guys, especially in these fronts, are getting reps that will pay off for us next time we go to the field.
Well, you lose Trayvon Diggs for the majority of the remainder of this season. What I'm wondering about is Reggie Robinson. You guys drafted him out of Tulsa, and I know he was kind of a cornerback safety slash guy. And I'm wondering, with the injury to Diggs, does he work more now in practice at cornerback, or is he just strictly a future safety?
You know, the facts are that that needs to stay a question, just like you're talking about. The young guy needs to be able to focus more. He needs less position flex activity, a younger guy. On the other hand, he's got the ability to help us in, across the secondary. Your point is, sure, that's what the loss of Diggs, the spot, the number coming available, that's what it does to you. And you play those guys, and then those guys all of a sudden are just better for having played the game. I know you, KT, why it doesn't happen so is because you think the situation is just not worthy of the mistakes that a young guy makes. And so you go to the experience side. It's overall in the best interest of the team to play the inexperience overall. You want the inexperience to not screw it up.
That's a pretty good point there, Jerry. We'll continue to stick with the secondary then. Your thoughts on the future free agents and Jordan Lewis and Cheeto. Like, I'm curious what you're looking at from them for the remainder of the season here.
You know, those are real, those are very pointed areas that we must look at. We must look at our style of play. We have to look at availability. We have to. We have changed to some degree what we expect a D-back to give us out there. And all of that has really shows up, has shown up, and this is when we take advantage of it. It goes right to a Robinson question or these guys that have more experience. Now, let me just say this. Both the guys you just mentioned, I can tell you right now, if they're healthy and available, they need to be out there because they can help us make the plays we want to make down the stretch here.
Jerry, have you given any thought to a long-term future with Aldon Smith at all?
Well, yes. And the idea here is that Aldon is getting better. He's a bigger man than he was when he played earlier in his career. And that has a lot of positives to it too. But every time he's stepping out there, he's gaining on it, and that's interesting to be at this stage of his career. But he's an absolute unique in every way pressure player. And we want to maximize our relationship with him. We've all got a good one with him. Proud of him, proud for him, proud that he's given himself his chance, and we're going to help him do it. So as I've said earlier, I'm a fan of his.
I wanted to go back real quick to what you said your focus this week, obviously, with the owner's hat and the GM's hat, has been, you know, with COVID and what's going on in the field and even what's going on in the stands. And I'm just kind of curious with kind of what you're seeing. You're seeing more players' names pop up. You're seeing a couple other things happen. What do you think it would take a government mandate to shut down the NFL season, similar to kind of what you saw in March with the other sports?
Yeah, well let me just say this. What we're experiencing really around in general is these open spaces. Mm-hmm. These big places with open spaces are having success with their crowds. And, you know, we lead the country. Well, we may lead the, I'm not sure we don't lead the world. And that's a big statement. Let's don't go that far because I don't know. But in attendance for our ball games, we're leading everyone. And significantly so. And it has everything to do with our facility, in my mind. And that we have air circulation in that facility that's three or four times the standards of operating rooms. And then the circulation in the stadium, with the, especially with your roofs and doors open and that type of thing. So my whole point is that all of that, we not only are fitting the guidelines, but we're also enjoying a very safe experience for our fans out there. But that was the record for the year that we did out there Sunday for the country.
Oh, really? For the country so far?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, for the country.
Wow. Well, Jerry, we always appreciate your time. I know the Masters is going on. Not sure if you're paying attention, but do you have a green jacket in your closet? Is that how it works for you? And do you, you know, kind of pull it out for a weekend like this?
Well, I like green now. I know I've got some green someplace all over this deal, but the bottom line is that I do enjoy the Masters, and I've got to go down there with my coach. Played with him, walked it for about 2 days one time and stayed there, and it was a magnificent experience. I'll never forget it. But the bottom line is that I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, big Tiger Woods fan. And having said that, I'm glad that he's having the notes he's doing and hope that he continues to have success down there these rounds.
Great stuff, Jerry. We look forward to football getting back in action this weekend and the Cowboys getting back, getting ready for the Vikings next week. Thanks for joining us today, man.
Good guys. Thank you. Bye.
There he goes, Jerry Jones, owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.